Mel's like, I'm coming to pick you up. And I'm like, oh, are you here yet? Are you here now? And she's like, no, I'll see you at 12. That's a joke.
Oh.
She says every time I come here, I say, I won't be late. And I come home at like midnight sometimes.
Do you want to try to play the game?
What game?
This game. I found this game online.
Oh, it's a party game.
And I wanted it for family Christmas.
For age and friends? What?
Okay.
For your age and friends? Am I old?
First, I have to tell you how I got the game. I found this game online and I wanted it, but you could only buy it.
Oh, yes.
At Target.
I remember in the States.
Target in the States or...
Your friend had to order it, yes, and send it to you.
So I have a friend in California. Amazing friend, Mike. I told him about it, and he offered to get the game for me. It says, a party game for you and your aging friends. The game is called You're Getting Old, and you can only play if you're between the ages 18 and 45. For
okay.
2 to 6 players.
Wait, you're between?
Fuck you, Jacqueline. This is it. I am going to play the game.
Okay.
And I'm going to beat you.
Okay.
Which makes me younger than you are.
Okay, is that how it works?
Basically, the youngest person wins the game.
How does that work?
Well, I'm going to show it to you, okay? So, you get...
Technically, that game is outdated the moment they publish, then.
What?
Technically, the game is outdated the moment they publish. Because if the youngest person wins, then whatever questions they ask... Does that make sense?
No, I don't understand what you're saying at all.
Well, if they're asking questions, then the game is as dated as when it was printed. Okay, let's try it.
Okay, I don't understand what you're saying. So I gave you a little card.
Yep.
It says 1 to 10, I'll post pictures, and there's all these things on the side. Every time you answer a question that makes you old, you move your little avocado. We have these little, what do you call the pieces in a game? The petants there. This is the piece we're going to move up and down the card, and the first person who gets to 10 wins.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the fact that I can explain this high, I'm not sure if that's an endorsement for me or the game, but okay. So okay.
I'm going to put this on Facebook Live. I'm going to go live on Facebook.
I haven't had a shower.
I'm just taking a video of this.
Oh, okay, perfect. Just don't show me because I'm still wearing my... I don't even have my contact lenses in. This is not for points. I'm just going to explain it to you. I am going to read a statement. If it applies to you, that means you're old and you have to move your avocado to a space, up a space.
So I have to go up.
Yeah.
I'm going up in the spaces.
Exactly. Okay. And then I'm going to ask you a second question. And if it applies to you, you get to move down a space.
Say that again. If it doesn't apply, I go up. If it applies, I go down.
Exactly. So you get two questions every round.
Okay.
The first question, your petant can move up. And the second question, your petant can move down. And the first person who gets their thing to 10 wins.
Okay.
And that means if you're not the youngest chronologically, you're the coolest.
Okay. Did you curate and find the card that would make you win?
No. In fact,
okay,
we're each going to get a deck of cards and they're wrapped in paper, so you know I didn't tamper with them. But I did choose a sample card because I wanted...
Okay, let's do it. Let's
okay, go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You've seen all the Twilight, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and the Hunger Games movies.
Yes.
Okay, move your petant.
Okay.
I actually can't say yes to that question, by the way, because I've never seen The Hunger Games. So see how I'm already going to beat you? Now, the redemption question is, you listen to Lil Nas X.
What if I've heard him, but I don't regularly listen to him.
Can you name any of his songs? Okay, I feel like that's a no.
Okay, so I means if it's a no, I go down?
No, you don't. It doesn't apply to you, so you're not redeemed.
Okay.
You're not cool.
Okay, I'm not cool, so I stay on one?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a deck of wrapped cards.
Okay.
So you can tell that they have not been tampered with.
Okay.
You can remove your paper. Is this like when they put the sanitized paper covers on the toilet seats at the hotels?
Well, I'm just going to take the one card on top, right?
Oh, I ripped the paper.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to go first? Oh, you can go first because you're youngest, Pat. So I'll ask you the question first, okay?
Wait, but that first question, was that was a tester?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Damn.
So I asked the question first?
No, I'm asking you the question first. You get to go first. You get the chance to score. You can score in this round. I cannot. I'm asking your answering.
So we don't both go up or down. It's only the person...
Yes, you got it. Okay. I just want to brag about all the things that I'm younger.
You're cool about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You've pulled a muscle trying to do a somersault.
Nope.
So you're good. You don't have to move your marker.
Okay.
So the redemption question doesn't matter because you can't. Doesn't matter if you go down one. But you have the broccoli haircut.
What the fuck is a broccoli haircut?
Okay, first of all, Pat, I have not pulled a muscle trying to do a somersault. I did pull a muscle trying to do the splits.
Okay.
In my 30s.
Okay.
It took almost 2 years for that hamstring injury to heal. The broccoli haircut is that horrible haircut the kids wear. They usually put a hat on and then it's like winging out. You seen these kids?
Okay, yeah.
It's like they take their...
The Justin Bieber haircut?
Yes. Well, I don't know about Justin Bieber, but it wings...
Okay. So I didn't get any of those.
Right. So you see how this is going to be a problem for you, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if you're old, you eat prunes. Okay. So here, she's going up. Your redemption question is, what is a hype beast?
A hype beast?
Yeah.
Is a person who always wears lots of name brand clothing and accessories, and you don't know the answer.
What's the deal with circles? They're pointless.
Sorry. Where'd you get that?
Andre's watching her live.
Oh!
Thanks, Andre.
Oh, ask them what a hype beast is.
I don't know
what you a don't hype know. Beast. I feel 100%, I feel very confident in that answer, that a hype beast is a person who wears a lot of
clothes.
God,
okay, I'm going to give that to you because I think you're right.
Oh, my God. You've said... There's nothing like the smell of fresh laundry.
I've never said that. Wait, maybe the sheets. I don't think I've said that.
Something was out on the clothesline. You bring it in. It's got that gorgeous outdoor fresh laundry smell.
I probably said it, so I'm going to go up. Okay.
You play video games almost daily.
Okay, lately, yes.
Yeah.
But normally, no. So, like, my winter activity is video games, but my summer activity, I probably don't even touch it.
Based on the amount of video games I know you play, I am definitely letting you redeem yourself on that one, because I'm sure you play enough video games for that to count.
You enjoy trips to Home Depot just to look at stuff. Fuck, this one hits.
Mm-hmm.
I do that one. Your redemption is you've given up on ever buying. You've given up on ever hoping to buy a house.
Oh.
Because millennials can't buy houses right now. Fuck's sakes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry. I can't move that one. Damn, I didn't see that coming.
Okay.
The score for the folks watching is Danielle 1, Pat 0.
Yeah.
You have to take off one set of glasses to put on another set of glasses. For example, reading glasses, not sunglasses.
I take off my computer glasses to put on my sunglasses.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Do you wear contact lenses?
Nope.
You're good.
Okay.
Now, again, the redemption question doesn't matter, but also, you have long hair if you're a guy or short hair if you're a girl. You don't have long hair.
I kind of have long hair right now.
I don't think that's long. I don't classify that as long. Oh, you're reading to me. Right.
You own a power washer.
I do not, and neither does my husband. I'll throw him in there. It's been discussed, but it has never been purchased.
You've said you're the CEO of blank, not referring to an actual job. Like, you're the CEO of Sassy Talk.
Well, no. That's real. They're talking about, it's just like, oh, yeah, man, you're the CEO of Riz. or something like that. CEO like you're the CEO of banana, of Kiwi Tropical Bananas because you eat so many bananas or something.
Never heard that.
You're the CEO of...
Wait, did the cats what the kids are saying nowadays? You're the CEO?
Yeah, it's like a... CEO of taking pictures.
Yoshin called because you're eating so much shrimp that you're the CEO of the shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Job.
Yeah. We should be keeping score of all the young things I have to explain to you. That would guarantee my win.
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You've said, "I remember when explaining something to someone younger."
Oh, fuck. I say that all the time. I say it to the kids, and I'm like, I remember when. And it's always, so I say that, so I have to go up.
I would not have gotten this redemption question. You think Jennifer is an old lady name?
It's the name of my sister. So I'm going to pull it down? No. Actually, I don't think it's that old. No, not that old.
Okay.
Not like Glenda.
Kalinda?
Glenda.
Glenda?
Yeah.
Oh, Glenda's like Glenda the Good Witch. Glenda?
No.
Whose name is Glen? Edith?
Edith is an old name.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that if Jennifer hits you the way Edith does, then you could... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it your turn now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get irrationally angry at loud cars.
Yeah.
I do that too, actually.
Yeah.
Like, is it necessary to have a fucking...
I know. Like some kid like got a hot cross bike or a motorbike or some kind of like motorcycle-y type bike. And he was driving it all the time around the neighborhood really loudly at all hours. And I was like, okay, this is an old lady moment now. I'm like, that damn goddamn kid on his bike. Damn. It felt bad.
So your redemption is you've said make it make sense. I feel like that's an old person thing to say, though. It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
I understand the context. It's like I'm asking you to do something that doesn't make any sense, and you say to me, well, make it make sense.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not allowed to go to the mall today. Why not?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Make any sense. Yeah.
So do I feel like I should get the point because I know what it is.
But do you say it? Do you say it? No. It make sense?
No.
No?
No.
Then you don't get the point.
Jesus. Okay.
Those New Balance shoes. The last one. The last friggin' point is New Balance shoes up there.
Pat, I'm an only child, so I am used to being able to bully friends into manipulating the rules of the game for me so I win.
Yeah.
You ask for cleaning supplies recommendations on Facebook.
Cleans? I've never done that.
Okay. All right. You like someone's message to end a text conversation.
Oh, I do that.
I do that all the time.
So I go, do I go down off the chart or do I stay on one?
No, you only get the redemption if you answer it on that round. Okay,
on that round.
So the first one you didn't move ahead with that question. Okay.
You said Costco has a sale on blank. The cards I'm getting, I would have hit the 10 by now because I would have said that.
I understand the context. I actually don't do that for Costco because I actually despise shopping at Costco and try to go there as infrequently as possible. So no, I'm gonna say no on that one.
Oh, good. Okay.
Leaving my avocado where it is.
Yeah.
Feeling confident about that.
You said okay, but did I ask?
No, but I know what it is.
But you don't say it.
You tell me something. And I go, yeah, okay, but did I ask?
But you don't say it. I have to read the rules if you know what it is or if you said it. Because it says, you've said.
I consume media where this is said.
Of course.
Let me see if there's any rules. Oh, there. Okay. Whoa.
Because if you know it, it's different. Because, yeah, I can know a lot of this, but do I actually say it?
Oh my God, I'm so high. I can't figure out why I can see this little booklet, and it's because I don't have my contacts in, so I'm wearing my glasses.
Oh fuck, this is a good one.
Okay, hang on here. Hang on. Oh, should you check it? It would be great if you would check it because I'm kind of like spinny right now. But do you remember the videos of me trying the alien tape?
Yeah.
It was, the directions on the alien tape were very clear, and I did not look at them. Are you a person who looks at directions before you do something? I never do that.
I quickly look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a rule here that says if you had to put on glasses to read these instructions, you start the game on second place.
What?
If you had to put glasses on to read these instructions, you start the game on the second space.
Fuck off.
It does say that.
All right, I gotta go up a point then.
Okay.
I always do that. I speak very confidently and then I...
Okay, I want to do the next one because I relate to it. So you're old. When someone says this one time and you have the urge to say at Bandcamp, this one time at Bandcamp?
Yeah, that's from American Pie.
Yeah. Which is funny. Why would that make us old? Because that's not that old. That was like in the 2000s.
It's millennial old.
Yeah. Do you ever have the urge to say that? I do all the time.
I can't say I've regularly said it, but I you know.
But you fought the urge.
You have
the urge to say
it. It's kind of like that's what she said, right?
But you say it.
Yeah, but I think we should change she to they. That's what they said.
You're being all inclusive.
Yeah. Most of the that's what she says are bad because they're misogynistic, for example. But if it can apply to everybody, then it's not offensive anymore, right? That's what they said. Oh, are we still live?
I'm still alive.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go unlive. You want me to unlive?
You got to remind. No. You don't have to unlive it, but I just need to check myself and make sure I don't do anything.
The redemption on that one was you don't know what movie that's from.
Oh.
So you do know what the movie it was from. So yeah. You would have. Yeah. Which is weird. How, like, that doesn't make any sense. If you're fighting the urge to say it, you go up because you're old. But you don't know what movie it's from, so you go down?
Because you're young. You're so young, you don't you're not even watching the American Pie franchise movies.
God, I feel old now.
I feel like, are you
now
high?
I'm getting it now, okay.
Okay, but I was very high explaining this to you. I don't know if I did a good job. Okay, now it's my turn to ask you, are you ready? You've complained about house prices this week. In the past week. You've complained about house prices in the past week.
I did. Like today. Like 2 hours ago.
You can redeem yourself. I feel, you're still good. You'd be willing to move into a house that's haunted as long as it's affordable. You would definitely do that.
I don't believe in that. So yeah, I'll
go. Yeah, you would definitely do that.
You're just now realizing that some millennials are considered middle age.
What?
You're just now realizing that some millennials are considered middle-aged.
Yeah.
Your redemption is you're stressed out all the time.
Oh, well, that's me. Okay. Oh my God, that was...
That was tough.
That was a tough one.
Okay.
I'm not doing as well at this game as I thought I was going to do. This always happens to me.
I guess I'm young. You're not between the ages of 18 and 46, like it recommends.
Right, so if I win, and I'm below the age of... that means I'm actually, like, 46 in cool years. Do you understand the point of this game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the younger you are, the less points you're going up, because you're constantly being redeemed.
Exactly. And the first one to make it to 10 dies, basically. You're so old, you're
have to wear those New Balance shoes at the top of the chart there.
Oh my gosh. You enjoyed mercilessly torturing your Sims characters as a kid.
Yeah, I did that.
Wow. You can redeem yourself if you still play Sims.
I don't. The girls do. Okay, yeah. I don't.
What's the score now? I'm at 3.
I'm at 2.
Okay.
Damn.
Come on.
You said this electric lawnmower is great. I'm never going back to gas powered.
I've never said that.
It's because you don't mow?
Okay, so I'm not sure how to answer that question. I don't think I have ever held a running lawnmower in my life.
Okay.
So it's more about me being spoiled than young, but I'm still taking it.
Your redemption would have been you've described something large as an absolute unit.
Never done that.
That's a youngin' thing to say.
Okay. Do you say that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. You have cash in your wallet right now. I will include loonies and toonies.
I got nothing.
But I'm not including change. Nothing. Okay, no.
Sick millennials have money? What are you talking about?
I would have taken a loony.
I don't got any money on me.
Advance your avocado.
Okay. What's the redemption?
People ask you why you're not married. I don't understand that. What if you are married?
People ask young people that, I think. No one asks me that. No one does.
Well, you're.
I have a fiance.
Right.
I kind of am.
Okay, wait. I'll pick the next redemption question. Okay,
yeah, because I feel like that one is like a weird one.
See how fair I'm being?
Very fair. Yeah.
You considered posting a video of yourself eating a Tide Pod, but didn't.
Never considered that.
Okay.
I've never considered posting or eating a Tide Pod.
Do you own sweats with the word juicy on the ass?
No.
Okay.
But Sky bought some this week.
Well, you don't get to move your thing.
Okay.
What is it? What is number three? What am I on? I can't tell what the thing is.
It's like toast and lettuce?
Oh, it's avocado toast.
Is it avocado toast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Advance the avocado.
You said, where's the good stapler?
Yeah, I have a good stapler. Okay.
I have to say that too, though. I feel like we should be both moving up on these questions. Because there's a lot of things I would have moved up on these questions.
Well, does it say that in the rules?
You know what? I didn't even read the rules.
Because if it says that in the rules, we have to start over because this is going to be messed up.
Any player who have said or done can answer the redeem prompt or move up and down. So it's any player who has said or done what's listed under old. So you play this as a group of people and everybody moves up if they've done it or said it.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should invite Amanda and Keith back on the podcast and play this with them, and I could beat all three of you.
You're not even beating me now.
Well, we have to start over because we were doing it wrong. Right. I think I was clearly beating you. So
I think Mel's going to pick me up soon.
So oh.
Do you want to restart and we'll do like a quick lightning round?
Okay.
Okay.
Now that you know how to play.
Yeah.
You've said, at the risk of sounding like an old man.
Never said that. You've reset your avocado, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you said that?
Yeah. Totally. Oh, then I have to move my...
Yeah. I feel like... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The redeem is you use the phrase glow up. I do not.
You bring your own pillow with you when you travel. I fucking do that.
I do not, actually.
You're scared of bed bugs.
Yeah. That wasn't the question, though, Pat.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Redeem is... You're not at the point where you regret things you've posted on the internet.
What?
You're not at the point where you regret things you've posted on the internet. You're not at the point where you regret
things. Is that like a double negative? What am I struggling to...
Okay. I'm struggling too, but I'm reading it from my phone screen because I'm on live.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
You're not at the point where you regret things you've posted on the internet. So I guess it's like you're in the point of your lives where things you've posted in the past, you don't care if it's on the internet. I've posted shit on the internet that I
have posted things on social media that I regret. Not a lot of them.
So I am at the point in my life where I regret. So I'm going to stay on my
one. So I should stay on my thing too?
Well, you don't go back down. It's only like you're right on. You can only redeem yourself on the thing card.
At least one close friend of yours is married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, me too. Oh my God, I know a lot of married people. Okay. You don't understand the obsession with avocado toast.
I understand the obsession.
I don't.
It's delicious. No. Do you like avocados?
I do like avocados, but do you know about the whole drug cartel thing?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Okay, next question. It's your turn to read.
You flirted with your crush over AIM, AIM, which was an app back in the 2000s.
Oh my God. I can't say yes to that, so I have to move up, right?
Yeah. Well, wait. You flirted with your crush over AIM. So you don't move because you never flirted with your crush.
I flirted with my crushes with mixtapes. I have to move up.
Okay.
I understand the question. I moved up. What's the redemption one?
You don't know what AIM is. I don't know what AIM is.
I don't either. So I get to go back down?
I don't know what AIM is. So do I... I think you go up and down. I think it's a constant up and down. So you go down again, I think. I don't know what AIM is either. So
okay, I just went down. Okay, I'm asking you the next question. Okay. You've said 8 p.m. is too late to start a movie. If so, what do you consider a reasonable time to start a movie?
Fuck, I do that all the time. 8 is too late. Like 7? No, 7's reasonable. 8's past the limit.
I'm fine starting movies at 9 p.m., so I'm not going up on that one.
Fuck.
You know what an e-boy or an e-girl is, and what is it? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
So you don't get to go back down.
Fuck. Okay. I think Mel's going to pick me up soon, so we're gonna.
Do you want me to wrap it up?
Never.